May I have some water, please? I would be most appreciative. Thank you for your contain. Still cold. Thank you. No, thank you. I'll stay seated right on the floor. It's all the same to you, sir. Wait. I recognize you. You were the butcher's apprentice. You used to come in, what, every Tuesday and Friday evening? Pigeon pies were your favorite. And you came in Tuesday and Friday because you knew that's when Miss Marjorie would be baking and the crusts were always, always perfect. Two pale ales on Tuesdays, four on Fridays, right? You used to always thank me for every pie, every ale that I brought to your table. I appreciated the manners. You were never one to talk much, though. I remember that, too. Has it been decided what will be done with me yet? Is that why you're here? Collaborator. Of course. Providing aid and comfort to the enemy. No. If that's what we're judging everyone on. Before they broke me in, all I did was serve them the meat that you and your master helped provide. And I remember you, still coming down to the tavern, even towards the end. That uniform still looks a little new, don't you think? I don't mean to be cruel, butcher. I'm just pointing out that this isn't fair. No, you're right. It didn't take long for them to break me. Not long at all. Maybe I wasn't loyal enough. Tough enough. I thought I was. Before they began to hurt me, I thought I could take anything. I thought I would die before I gave them an inch. The commander, he constantly reminded me what it took. Made me recite it. Like a recipe for pigeon pie. 5 missed meals. 2 broken fingers and 3 hard cocks, 1 for its whole, all at once. That was a Friday, if I remember correctly. Were you there, out in the dining area, when they raped me in the back? When they took their time figuring out new things to make me scream and beg and plead for until I was hoarse and couldn't do anything but sob as they used me. Were you? No, of course, that's not what you hold against me. How could you? What kind of monster would that make you? Oh, no, no, no. It was everything after that. I know everyone could hear me. All of you. The commander made sure of it. As you did. Things to me. Day after day after day. He was bored, you see. An overly educated man sent to a forgotten and unimportant outpost. Given too much power, too much time. And he certainly loved the sound of his own voice. Loved how clever he was. And he was clever. He took great delight in breaking me, in scaring away all of my pride, all of my resistance. I think the most important lesson he taught me was that there is no such thing as loyalty. Not really. When even your body betrays you, how can you trust anyone, butcher, or in anything? Yes, I suppose I am. The commander taught me how to be the perfect whore for him. Purposefully. In front of his men. With his men. In front of town. Do you know how many of our dear patriots outside of these walls I had sucked off at the commander's orders? As reward, as punishment, or just for his own amusement? Oh, you know. You've heard. Of course you have. You're not even bothering to hide the bulge in your pants. I know that look in your eye. When you first came in here. You upstanding, moral men. Preparing your excuses for what you're about to do. To the spoils of war. You all have the same look. In the set in your jaw, the clench of your fists. I used to be so full of anger, butcher. So full of spite and hate and disgust at men like you. And I hated the commander most of all. Until one day, as he made good on a promise that he was going to fuck my ass so sore that I wouldn't be able to sit for a week, he made me scream louder and louder for mercy, for him to stop, for him to come so it would be all over, to beg for it, to beg for him to fill me to the brim, if that's what would make him finally stop. He said to me, as he pounded himself into me, harder and harder and harder. All this time, none of your townsfolk, none of your kin have ever tried to stop me from defiling you. They haven't even tried. And do you hate me more than they? That is what truly, truly broke me, Butcher. He felt it too. It made him come so hard. I licked his seat for hours afterwards. I think with it were the last of my feelings of loyalty, kinship. You all watched and listened and did nothing. Nothing. So why should I have bothered resisting? Resisting for what? For whom? Why not say what they asked? Words are just words after all. Mouth noises that lose all meaning when repeated enough times. The commander, in his cruelty, was wise in his own way. After all, through me, the town could see what could become of the rest of the wives and daughters if compliance wasn't met. If the resistance ever proved to be a real threat. What did you get that new uniform though? From the powerful allies to the north who did the bulk of the fighting for you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't even could help it. I don't mean to make fun. Put me in my place, Butcher. This is what you wanted. Please don't do this, Butcher. Please, for the first time in 2 years, my bruises have been allowed to heal. My throat isn't sore from taking so many cooks. I haven't been used like a gum rack. Please, please don't make me do a fuck doll again. Please spare me. Please don't choke me again. Please don't make me take your massive cock. Something like that sounds right. Or would you rather I just hiked up my dress? Spread my legs, show you my cunt, show you my wet little pussy, spread it open for you, like this, So you can see how wet I am. I'm so tight, Butcher. I can grip you like your fist. Milk you without having to move anything else. They made sure to train me. Made sure that I was useful for something. I can take you to the back of my throat. Let you fuck my face until you spurt all of that hot spunk directly down my gullet. He told me things, Butcher, that you would not believe. I can bring you right to the brink of an orgasm and keep you there for as long as I'm told. I can make you spurt your load across the room, all over my chest, right into my mouth, without losing a single drop. I can get you rock hard again to fuck me some more. Fuck me until your hips are sore and aching and locked up from exertion. Fuck me until your balls are so drained it'll fucking hurt. Or would you like something else? Just soft, simple passenger. Taken in by your uniform. Hoping you could spare her. See her for the gentle young woman she is. They let me clean up before you arrived. I must look the part. Even now, still. My dress is untorn. My hair brushed. And maybe, just maybe, you can't see parts of me unspoiled, untouched, unbroken. Parts worth saving. Maybe. Maybe I am insane now. Maybe that's the only rational thing could be to get through the day, through the war. Perhaps the greatest faculty our minds possess is the ability to cope with pain, madness. There are times when the mind is down to such a blow, it hides itself in insanity. While this may not seem beneficial, it is. There are times when reality is nothing but pain. And to escape that pain, mind must leave reality behind. So, I got through the war. But so many others died. I did not. You spend your time keeping your head down and on your knees, just as much as anyone did. But now you're in that uniform with the rank you just received, and the prisoner to do with as you please. And you get to pretend that you didn't. Besides, Your cock is still hard. You can hit me all you want, but it won't change the fact it's true. All right, butcher. Come on. Get on with it. No, no, please. You don't have to. You don't have to hurt me. Ah! Wait, oh God. No, no. What are you doing? What are you doing, your bell? No, 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 not this. No, please, 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 not this. Please, please don't fasten it around my neck. Please. I'm sorry, butcher. I understand. I promise you. I understand. If I want to breathe, I do it around your cock. Starting now. Please don't tell me to do that. Not like this. Please, 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 please. You made me do it. You made me do it so often. Please. Yes. Yes, I want to do it. I don't. Oh. I'll do it. Fucking. I keep my legs open. I fuck myself with my fingers. Until I come. Just. Please. Please. Please let me breathe. Is this what you would do? You're no better than the rest of them. Load yourself. Load yourself. Say whatever you want. I just... please. No. 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 No, please. Please, don't make me come. No, I don't want to come. No. 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 No, please. Please. Oh, fuck. Degenerate, cunt, hungry, whore, collaborator. What more do you want from me, butcher? Why? Why that? If you do that, you're no better than him. Do you understand? You'll be no better than him. All the same. All the fucking same. Fuck you. Shove me around all you want. I don't care. Pressing me down against the floor. No, I won't lift my ass up to you. Fine. I'm on top of me. No, wait. At least use your spade first. Try to save me. Too busy wishing it were you buggering me.
Oh, God.
wanted. Did you get what you wanted, Butcher? Like you reclaimed me for queen and country? Or
have you sure showered him, huh?
And you sure showed me. I had 2 years at worst, and he was far, far more clever than you. Oh, I'm sure you'll try and learn. I'm sure you and your comrades are going to reacquaint me with the taste of the locker seed. I'm sure I will spend a long time in this cell before I'm either killed or freed. But you lot aren't clever. And I've learned to take my comforts where I can. Take care, Butcher. Until next time, I'm sure.